Chapter 1. Alex and the Best Birthday. Alex Digger dreamed of pancakes. Cinnamon, chocolate banana, bacon blueberry. The golden stacks of pancakes floated to him on white plates, topped with pools of melting butter and warm syrup. As he sliced into his fifth one, the kitchen filled with a clang, 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 and the flower-patterned wallpaper morphed into rows of old-fashioned analog clocks with scowling faces. A rooster crowed behind him. A rooster? Who let a rooster into his apartment? Alex sat up in bed, panting as the dream faded and reality came into focus. That was weird. His food dreams were usually pleasant. Why had this one taken an unsettling turn? Somewhere outside, a cow let loose a long moo. It was followed by the gentle toll of a bell, the backfire of a tractor, and a chorus of bleating goats. For a moment, Alex couldn't remember where he was. It came to him in a rush.
The ranch! My birthday!
Alex tossed away the quilt on his squeaky iron bed. He dashed across the cold floor and threw open the window. A breeze drifted past his nose, bringing an outdoorsy aroma of hay, cow manure, fresh grass, and sizzling bacon. So that's why his dream got weird. He was sleeping in a new place, Camp Crooked Sky, and his friends were with him. Mittens had surprised him with tickets a few days ago.
Yippee-ki-yahoo!
He shouted out the window.
It's birthday week!
Alex ran to the antique wardrobe in the corner. He tugged on a blue shirt, stepped into his new cowboy boots, and fastened a gun holster around his hips. As his final touch, he dropped a cowboy hat onto his head and struck a pose in the mirror. He looked good. He crossed the small living space connecting his bedroom to the girls' room. He pounded on their door.
"Wake up, lazy bones!"
he said in his best cowboy drawl.
"The rooster's crowing! We got a whole day of cowboying ahead!"
After about 25 slow seconds, the door creaked open. Three sleepy cat heads appeared. Mittens Meow and her two nieces, Abby and Riley Castle.
"Why?"
Mittens said, her voice sounding like it was broken in pieces on a gravel road somewhere.
"Are you shouting at this unholy hour?"
"Do you have any idea what time it is?"
Abby's pajamas were printed with rulers and calculators. The 10-year-old kitten wasn't wearing her glasses yet, so she squinted against the morning light. Alex looked at his watch.
"It's 6 a.m. A beautiful start to a great day."
The kittens glared at their aunt.
"Let's take Alex to a cowboy ranch, you said,"
Riley groused.
"It'll be the best birthday of his life, you said,"
Abby added. Mittens yawned.
"Don't use my previous statements against me before I've had coffee."
Alex pushed the cats into their room and shut the door.
"I'm setting a 5-minute timer. If you're not dressed by then, I'll volunteer you to scoop cow poo for the rest of the day."
Alex heard the frantic sounds of opening closets and shutting drawers. When the cats emerged 4 minutes later, he linked arms with an unenthusiastic Mittens and a very enthusiastic Riley. The four friends left their cabin behind. They followed a dirt road north.
"What are you most excited for this week, Uncle Alex?"
Riley said. Alex paused in front of a barber shop to take a selfie with the kittens.
"Hard to say. Looking forward to minding some cows and tending some campfires. We'll probably sing some tunes, too."
As they continued to follow the road, they passed more buildings built in the style of an old West frontier town. The individual shops were smaller than they would have been in real life, but most were staffed by at least one camp employee and offered authentic experiences for the campers. The town made up the heart of Camp Crooked Sky. Surrounding it were fields, pastures, and a variety of outbuildings that housed the animals. East of town was a farmhouse, which also served as the business office, and the driveway leading back to the real world. Alex quickened his step when he saw the saloon ahead around the next block. To keep his thoughts off his growling stomach, he said,
"What are the rest of you excited for?"
"I'm hoping for an authentic, immersive experience into a piece of living history,"
Abby said. She studied an old-fashioned water pump next to a shop.
"Although I'll make allowances for contemporary bathrooms."
"I'm excited for the chance to relax with my best friend."
Mittens put an arm around Alex's shoulders. "No cases, no stories, no distractions. Just you and your birthday." They arrived at the saloon. With a grin as big as Texas, Alex swaggered inside. A heavy aroma of horse, wood, and leather perfumed the inside. Campers filled dozens of round tables, tucking into plates of scrambled eggs and steaming waffles. Alex and the others got in line at the gleaming wooden bar, where the armadillo bartender served breakfast. When it was Alex's turn, the armadillo turned to the large wooden barrels on the rear counter and filled a tin mug with orange juice from the barrel's spigot.
"Enjoy!"
The armadillo pushed the mug down the counter, where it slid into Alex's paw. Alex led his friends to an empty table near the back of the room. A nearby stage held a female prairie dog with gray fur, shuffling papers behind a podium. She wore a dark purple cowboy vest with silver fringe and a matching purple cowboy hat. Mittens waved. The prairie dog waved back. Alex leaned across the table.
"Who's that?"
"Leslie Puckett, owner of the ranch."
Mittens primly opened her napkin and spread it across her lap. Alex shoved his napkin into his shirt collar. "She invited us to come when she heard it was your birthday." Mittens sipped her cup of hot tea. "She's a friend of my mom. The theme this week is perfect for you."
"But you won't tell me what it is,"
Alex accused through a mouthful of amazingly fluffy waffles.
"I only know we'll be divided into two teams."
"And compete against each other in challenges throughout the week."
Abby removed a sweatband from her backpack and positioned it across her forehead.
"I am prepared to exert myself athletically."
She tapped her paws together.
"Though I would prefer academic challenges. Nevertheless, I will do my part to make this an excellent birthday, even if it means sweating."
Alex patted her on the back.
"Thanks, pal."
Mrs. Puckett turned on the microphone, earning a brief squeal from the speakers.
"Good morning, campers. Who's ready to kick off an exciting week at Camp Crooked Sky?"
Alex applauded with the others.
"Today is my pleasure to welcome you to Cowboys vs. Aliens Week."
Alex stopped clapping. His jaw hung open like a lopsided saloon door. Surely he hadn't heard that right.
"Cowboys versus what?"
he sputtered. Mittens smirked. She patted him on the shoulder.
"Told you the theme was perfect."
She wasn't kidding. Cowboys and aliens? Those were his two favorite things. Aside from snacks, video games, carnival rides, movie marathons, and tabletop RPGs, of course. Alex threw his arms around Mittens' shoulders, almost knocking her teacup into her lap.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!"
Mrs. Puckett laughed.
"We'll begin with the starry and sorting ceremony. Clive, hit the lights, please."
An old hound dog dressed in jeans, a bandana, and a plaid shirt sat behind a control panel at the back of the stage. He pressed a button. The house lights dimmed. A projector clicked on, filling the space behind Mrs. Puckett with white light.
"Over the course of the next 7 days," Mrs. Puckett said, We will tell the story of Team Alien, who crashed from outer space due to mechanical failures and landed here in a cornfield.
Clive pushed another button on a black remote. A slideshow began. The first slide showed a cartoon image of a UFO flying in a starry sky. The second slide showed it falling through the atmosphere. The third showed a crash landing into a cornfield, a cloud of dust surrounding the broken ship. Of course, the brave sheriff of Crooked Sky investigated this strange incident right away, Mrs. Puckett said. The slide displayed a cartoon sheriff riding through town on his horse, looking cool and calm. The townsfolk of Crooked Sky found pieces of the spaceship scattered across town. Frightened of the otherworldly foreigners, they've hidden the pieces until they can ascertain the aliens' intentions. The next image showed a few cowboys sitting on a trio of hay bales that poorly blocked several spaceship parts from sight. Will tensions increase between the two parties until it reaches a boiling point? Or will they find a way to work together in the end? Only you can tell us. The slideshow clicked off, and the campers applauded. Over the ruckus of the room, Mrs. Puckett spoke into her microphone. The first challenge begins this morning. Seeking a temporary refuge, Team Alien must build a fortress on the edge of town, using the provided materials. At the appointed time, Team Cowboy will attempt to seize control of the fort. We're calling it Fort Invasion.
Fort Invasion?
Alex repeated above a fresh chorus of cheers and applause. He high-fived Riley.
This is the best birthday in the history of best birthdays!
In addition to our competitive story-based challenges, Mrs. Puckett continued, there will be bonus challenges exclusive to each team.
Abby's ears perked up.
A chance for bonus points, perhaps? It's always best to pad one's grade in the event of a singular unfortunate performance.
These missions will be announced via postings on the camp mission board, north of the post office,
Mrs. Puckett said.
At the end of the week, we will meet back here to finish the story and tally your points. The team with the most points wins the Camp Crooked Sky Trophy!
Clive held up a gleaming trophy. It featured a cowboy on horseback, fighting an alien and a UFO. Alex roared and cheered alongside the others. This was the best moment of his life. Well, the best moment of his life was actually when he found out his other best friend, Calvin Quinn, was a real-life superhero. But who expects that sort of thing to happen?
Before you prepare for Fort Invasion, we must sort you into teams.
Mrs. Puckett nodded to Clive. He withdrew the first slip of paper from a 10-gallon cowboy hat. Alex clasped his paws beneath his chin. Which did he want more? Team Alien or Team Cowboy? It was so hard to choose. Clive leaned into the microphone.
Special birthday camper Alex Digger will be leading Team Cowboy as the Honorable Sheriff.
Alex jumped to his feet and threw his paws into the air with a howl. Riley and Abby danced around him. Mittens grinned. Congratulations, Alex. You'll make a great sheriff. Mrs. Puckett drew the next name.
Leading Team Alien as Dr. Disaster is Abby Castle.
Abby sat in stunned silence as the crowd applauded her. Riley elbowed her to take a bow. Abby lifted a paw in a brief wave and cleared her throat.
I feel unexpectedly prepared for this position. Thank you.
Clive handed Abby a large green bulbous toy gun that was half as tall as her.
What is that?
Riley said, eyes gleaming. Mrs. Puckett answered in the microphone for everyone to hear.
Team Alien will be provided ooze guns for the week.
She chuckled.
I suppose now is a good time to remind you. Everything we do this week is for fun. Obviously, we want you to be kind in real life and responsible with your weapons. Even toy ones.
Ooze guns?
Riley repeated at top volume again. She clapped her paws together and looked up at the ceiling.
Dear God, please let me be Team Alien. Please, oh please. Amen.
I forgot.
Mrs. Puckett gestured to Alex.
These are for the sheriff.
Clive pulled out a pair of pistols that looked like they belonged to an Old West TV show. Orange foam darts peeked out from the muzzles.
Similar to Team Alien, everyone on Team Cowboy will be issued a Nerf pistol or rifle, Mrs. Puckett said.
Riley returned her paws to a praying position.
Hi, God. Riley Castle speaking again. I am okay with either option. Whichever one works best for you.
Mrs. Puckett drew the next name.
Riley Castle will join Team Cowboy.
Riley sprang forward to collect her weapon. The other campers were called and assigned. Mittens was the last one. Alex glanced at her. Which side did he want her on? They could work together to conquer Team Alien. Or they could be rivals, dedicated to opposite causes.
And finally, Mrs. Puckett said, Mittens Meow will join Team Alien as Lieutenant Commander Sparkzot.
Once she had received her weapon, Mittens looked at Alex and sighed. This is payback for pretending I didn't like our sci-fi show for so long.
When you secretly love it.
Alex elbowed her.
You are so ready to be Lieutenant Commander Sparkzot.
Mittens adjusted her grip on her ooze gun. A smile spread across her face. I think I am. Clive took the microphone.
If Team Cowboy will please follow me, we'll pick out your personal ponies for the week.
Alex and Riley held each other and squealed. Mittens frowned. Hey, what do the aliens get to ride? Horses painted purple? Mrs. Puckett made a show of considering the question.
We've got the right color, but we didn't exactly paint the horses.